You're listening to a download from North Sound 2. Listen again. Super Scoreboard live on North Sound 2.
Hi, this is Gary Muircroft. Thank you for checking out Super Scoreboard online. To come, match analysis from the game between Aberdeen and Inverness Cali Thistle. We'll hear from Craig Brown and get his thoughts on the match, and reaction from fans and the rest of the Super Scoreboard team.
Full time here at Pittodrie, Aberdeen 2, Inverness Cali Thistle 1, and the Dons at last have the first goal of the season, and thankfully the first win under their belt. But oh, how we made it difficult for ourselves. We took the lead in 11 minutes when Josh McGuinness down the right hand side crossed the ball. Nice low inviting ball that Rob Milsom happily pushed past Ryan Essen, and then in 26 minutes it was Scott Vernon made it to a dreadful error from the loan signing Roman Golobart. He lost the ball the edge of the area to Vernon. Still a bit of work to do for the Dons top scorer from last season, but he blasted the ball past Essen from 20 yards. That's how it stood at half time, and it could have been quite a bit more, although Inverness did have a goal disallowed. Hayes put the ball into the net in 35 minutes, but the referee had already blown for an infringement. Inverness started the second half well. They tried to get that goal that would see them get back in. A couple of early chances. Golobak mishitting a shot 6 yards out, which if he had been a forward, he would probably have put the ball in the net. And then Foran failing to pick out Shinny inside the box. Aberdeen still looked dangerous. Scott Vernon fired over after 50 minutes after the ball broke to him in the box. Richard Foster had to clear his lines after Hayes had beat Gonzalez to the ball, and it looked like a tap-in for Hayes, but Foster got back to block the shot. Great defending. The Dons nearly got a third when Richard Foster picked out Arnason inside the box. His shot was brilliantly saved by Essen. The ball broke to McGuinness, whose shot was also blocked. It was end-to-end stuff, and Gonzalez made a terrific save from an excellent Morrison volley, and the keeper looked in excellent form and showed exactly why Colombia have given him 2 international caps. But with 11 minutes left, Inverness did get a goal back from absolutely nothing. A throw into the box. Yul Mawenny, he headed it clear. He looked as though it might have been better just to thump it clear, but it went straight to Richie Foran, who almost passed the ball past Gonzalez into the net. And of course, that changed the whole dynamics of the game. And for that final few minutes, it was a case of Aberdeen hanging on as Cali went forward to get the equaliser. They brought on the big Jerry Gregory Taddy, who has poor bad memories for all Aberdeen fans, having scored the winner for Raith Rovers in the Cup a couple of years. But in the end, Aberdeen did hold out for that absolutely huge, huge first win. So full time here, Aberdeen 2, Inverness Cali Thistle 1. The Dons, of course, not very long to wait for the next game. It's Dundee here, the visitors in the League, Scottish Communities League Cup on Tuesday evening before a trip down to Ibrox tomorrow week. But for the moment, we can bask in the slight reflected glory of the first win and the first 3 points of the season here at Pittodrie. It finished Aberdeen 2, Inverness Cali Thistle 1.
So it was a good afternoon for the Dons, picking up their first 3 points in the SPL season. And our very own Stephen McMenemy caught up with Don's boss, Craig Brown.
Craig, a vital 3 points for the club today. Maybe it could have been a wee bit easier if you had taken your chances in the first half.
I think so. I think we could have been well ahead in the first half. The 2-goal lead didn't flatter us at half-time, and you got an indication of that from the spontaneous applause from the excellent fans we have here. I mean, they applauded the players in at half-time. And I said to them, look, go out with a mentality that it's nothing each in the second half. Well, if that were the mentality that they had, and we were emphasising that they had to think that way, we lost the second half 1-0. And they were disappointed about that, although we created the best chance across the face of the goal. And I actually thought that we had a penalty kick when Mitch Megason was tripped in the box. I thought it would have been a foul anywhere else in the ground, but it wasn't given. So, you know, we didn't get any breaks in the second period. We'd hit the post in the first half as well as one of the many attacks we had. So we played better, I felt, against Celtic. We played better in the first half against Hearts. But, you know, when you play not so well and get the points, we'll accept that.
Is it a case of just getting that one out the road and then the players can start to believe in themselves again? It's a confidence thing, isn't it?
I think so, yes. And the league will be quite compact all throughout the season, I'm sure. We've made up ground, obviously, and we'll try and catch those. I'm not worried about Ibrox coming because we do play better against the better teams. And thereafter, we've got every chance of winning the matches in the future. So I genuinely feel that that result will be a big confidence boost to everyone here, fans, the staff and the players.
I guess although the Inverness were better in the second half, they still didn't have create too many chances. David did the save off, I think, from Morrison's shot. They scored the goal, which was an error, but the defence played reasonably well, although sometimes they were getting a wee bit deep for maybe the fans.
Exactly, yeah, the better they were. We just said that, lying far too deep, allowing them too much space in front of us. And you're right in saying that David Gonzalez, I thought, had two very good saves in the match. And, you know, I'm trying to think how many saves Ryan Essen had to make, which is disappointing. But we had the lion's share of the play. We had a greater number of corner kicks and possession. I think any fair-minded person would think the result was correct.
A word for Isaac in the middle of the park. He started to look like a real player. I think at the start of the season, maybe his match fitness wasn't up to speed. He's certainly getting that now, and he was solid through the day.
Yeah, the two boys in the midfield are doing very well, Arneson and Osborne. They're excellent now because we've got excellent midfield players like Fivey that were leaving in the wider position, and Milsom, wider position. Now, Fivey and Milsom are central midfield players, but we've been using them wider because of the first-class performances we're getting from Arneson and from Osborne. So we're lucky there, but you know, we'll look towards getting something down the flanks, and Peter Pollitt might be the guy to provide that.
When you spoke to you before the match, Craig, you were saying you were talking about Big Josh and how you wanted him to show a bit of composure. He certainly showed that for the first goal. He actually waited and laid it on a plate for Rob.
Perfect. I thought he did brilliantly for the first goal. His ball across the face of the goal was superb. Then he had a great shot just after that, which might have scored. So good credit to Josh. You know, he's so enthusiastic, desperate to please, desperate to learn, but still makes mistakes, as you would expect from a young player.
Just finally, do you think this win it's all about getting a win, and it builds the sense of relief all around the ground when that first goal went in, but the fact that the fans and the team now can start building for the season, it's almost like the season started.
Absolutely, our season has started now. That's what I should have said there. That's the way I feel. The season's underway. We've had a very indifferent start, four league games, you know, and we lost three, and I didn't think we deserved to lose two of them, but we did. Now, I think we deserve to win today, and I hope we'll get some victories that we don't deserve to balance things up.
That's great. Thanks very much, Craig.
Okay. You're listening to a download from North Sound 2. Listen again.
Craig Brown, the happiest he's been this season for sure. Could things be looking up for the Dons? Let's get the fans' reaction and the rest of the Super Scoreboard team.
That midfield, central midfield partnership of Isaac Osborne and Cowrie Arneson, I think, moved on a bit today as well, because I thought Osborne deservedly was named man of the match. And just the amount of breaking up that he did, the amount of important tackles that he just managed to get his foot there first. As Jamie said, he's ideally suited to the hurly-burly that is the SPL, and I think he'll be a great addition to the squad. And it was also good to see Chris Clark come on for his first competitive action of the season, because that'll give him a bit of confidence as well. Rob Milsom, that's his best game of the season in my mind, because he set such good standards when he came from Fulham at the turn of the year, and by his own high standards he hadn't made a brilliant start to the season, but I thought today he was back to his best, got that goal early on, and really bossed about in middle of the park. Ryan Jack, another great education, part of his education, looking really solid at right back, and David Gonzalez, I think, again showing that he is a class keeper, with particularly with that save that he must have seen so late from Morrison's fantastic shot midway through the second half. So I think all in all, plenty to help the confidence. We mentioned beforehand it's a huge period coming up this next 8 days. That's one down, two to go, and hopefully it can continue on Tuesday evening.
How's the reaction online tonight, Martin?
Mostly positive at the moment. Looking at the fans, a lot of people listening on the radio saying we can't get to the game. Local fans sound alive. This is exactly what we needed. How was it down there today, Dave?
Yeah, the fans were right behind the team, but you know, these last few minutes they were starting to understandably get frustrated with every misplaced pass, but you know, I know it's easy to say, but the players probably would be better not to show the frustration quite so vociferously, because it was having an effect on the players. But at the end, fair play, you know, that everybody just rose as one with relief, the fact that we've got that monkey off our back, not just the scoring of the of the first goal of the season, but more importantly, the 3 points. So no, the fans, I think, will be well pleased with this one.
Other comments coming in, it's apparent we don't like 90 minutes. The same team does not appear in the second half that did in the first half. Would you agree with that?
I think you've got to give credit to Inverness. They came out in the second half they changed their shape slightly. They played with two up front for much of that second half, and Richie Foran, who we had managed to keep very quiet in the first period, he was a lot more influential in that second half. You know, and at the end of the day, it was a mistake that gave him gave Inverness the goal. David Gonzalez didn't have really anything to do in the first half virtually, and he was a lot busier in the second half. So whilst the Dons weren't as dominating after the break, I think you've also got to give credit to Inverness the way they came out and really took you know, there were two goals down, so it was a natural reaction. But Foran, who is a good player, was far more influential in that second half. Here's McGuinness, gets it from Vernon.
Oh,
he goes for a run. It's good play from Josh McGuinness. He goes round the defender. Golobart gets it back into the middle.
Yes!
Rob Milsom. We've played 371 minutes of the brand new season, and finally, we have something to show for it. We've played 12 minutes of this game. It's Aberdeen 1, Inverness Cali Thistle 0. Oh, there's a mistake by Golobart. He's letting Scott Vernon. Could this be two?
Yes!
Scott Vernon takes full advantage of the mistake by Roman Golobart, intercepts the ball, takes it off his feet and slots it past Ryan Essen. 26 minutes played, Aberdeen 2, Inverness Cali Thistle 0. Out of play, it's out for a throw-in, just level with the 6-yard line. Inverness take it quickly, and Yo Maweni back to Foran, and Foran just slips it past Gonzalez. Maweni tried to clear the ball, it went straight to Richie Foran, and Foran gave Gonzalez absolutely no chance whatsoever. 12 minutes left, and here we go again. Aberdeen 2, Inverness Cali Thistle 1.
Next week, Aberdeen travel to Ibrox to take on Rangers. Hear all the action live on North Sound 2 from 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon.
Listen again to what you've missed and access exclusive online-only content at northsound2.com.